At the top of the rain garden under a Norway spruce, Picea Abbeys, you will turn right, heading east. On your left, you will see our partially hidden green supply box, shaded by Sweet Joe Pieweed, Eutrochium purpureum, an up to 7-foot shade-loving plant. Blooming July through September, it is another plant that loves to expand. Worth planting because butterflies find its vanilla-scented flowers irresistible. On your right, in the late summer, towards the back of the native garden, is Joe Pieweed, Eutrochium maculatum, a tall, dusty purple plant, sun-loving relative of Sweet Joe Pie. Another tall native, ironweed, Veronia fasciculata, also starts blooming a violet purple in late summer and continues into fall. It has handsome, rusty iron-colored seed heads, which develop as the blossoms fade. In the same area, you will see a cup plant, an imposing plant with yellow daisy blooms. It is noteworthy for the way the bases of the leaves wrap around the stem and join to form a cup that can actually hold water. If you look overhead, you will see a white pine, Pinus strobus, and two red pines, Pinus resinosa, which anchor the native garden on the north. The red pines have been subjected to a fungal infection. The previous two wet summers have been ideal for this kind of infection to thrive. Under these trees is another area of spring ephemerals, the celandine poppy, Styloformum diphyllum, thrives here in the spring. You will also see large leaf asters, Eurybia macrophylla, with large heart-shaped leaves and dainty white or violet flowers blooming into October. Continuing right, you will walk down the central wood chip path between the native and shade gardens. Eyes right. We will cover the shade garden on the left later. You will see a serviceberry tree, a Melanger laevis, truly an understory tree for all seasons. It is covered with delicate white flowers in late April, followed by purple-red fruit in summer. The leaves are purple in the spring, green in the summer, and bright reddish-orange in the fall on silver-gray bark. The fruits are edible if you can get to them before the birds do. They make tasty pies and jams. You may see a warning sign of a grounds bee nest asking you to keep back. These bees are peaceful. We can work around them if we stay back from the hole that leads to the nest. They will defend that entry, and nobody likes to be stung. This side of the garden also hosts the native turtlehead, Chelone glabra, host plant for the Baltimore checker spot butterfly, and attractive to ruby-throated hummingbirds and bumblebees in the late summer. Here you can also see an example of the use we make of grasses in our gardens. Bordering the central path is Gray's sedge, Carex grayi, named after botanist Asa Gray. Its unique seed pods resemble tiny medieval maces. It is easy to grow and adapts well to partial shade. A ground clematis, Clematis recta, anchors this side of the native garden. Unlike the many clematis that are climbing vines, this is a freestanding, mostly free. It does require some support. It produces fragrant, small white star-shaped flowers in June.